This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, joined in studio by Dr. Robert Brasino from the Aviva Chief. You're the Aviva Chief Dental Officer. Welcome to the show. Yes, and you guys have some really cool stuff going on just tomorrow, but really in the grand scheme of Aviva, the last year seems to have been really exciting for you.
Yes, it's been a big growth year for us. We had a very strong, robust denture program in our clinic here in Roseburg, so much so that we had to open another facility not far from here to accommodate the patients that are coming in. So that's been great, and we've also expanded into Sutherland, and we are now about to expand into Myrtle Creek to be part of our medical facility there. We'll be in a different building, to be sure, but we are part of the same organization.
So it's an expansion that we're seeing down in Myrtle Creek that we'll be celebrating tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. So really at the core of Aviva, a lot of people, when they hear Aviva, they think, you know, oh, my sports physical or my regular, maintenance appointments. But there's so much more to Aviva. Can you describe that a little bit?
Actually, we're a very comprehensive healthcare facility. We have medical care available. Behavioral health care available. We also have dental health available. And then we have other programs that have to do with diabetes programs, high blood pressure, birth control. So we're involved in a number of medical areas in the facility here in Roseburg. But we've also extended those services out to our outlying clinics in Sutherland and Myrtle Creek, Drain, to name a few. So yeah, we have a strong presence in the community.
And how do you think being a nonprofit organization helps to facilitate those connections with your community members?
It's an integral part of being able to do what we do. By being a nonprofit, it affords us the opportunity to apply for grants to make up the shortfall that often occurs when we deliver services to our patients. So we're able to deliver good quality, conscientious care and have some of it subsidized through nonprofit programs.
And you mentioned the dental care or the denture care. Is that something that you're really seeing a need for expanding in Myrtle Creek?
Actually, we're seeing a need throughout the state. We have a huge population in the state of Oregon that are essentially dentureless through lifestyle issues. Something that I've not seen in most of my career, which is 43 years. But in the last five, I've seen an abundance of it throughout Southern Oregon. So the need for prosthetic care, denture, partial care, has now shifted from seniors to people in their 20s.
And that
has been unheard of in my career. So we have a huge demand, and we are working very hard to meet that demand. And I'm happy to say that we're making some real progress.
And as you mentioned, having those kind of subsidies and being a nonprofit, being able to open you up to the opportunity for things like funding from other places, the Coquill Tribe just recently made a donation to the program.
Yes, they made a donation specifically to our denture program, and that will not only benefit the community, but as members of the tribe as well. So we're happy to serve any and all who need our services.
And so when you're taking those kinds of funds, how are those being applied in the nonprofit to the denture program?
In the denture program, the application will be mostly for equipment so that we are able to do more cases at the same time. There's different equipment that's involved in the fabrication of dentures. And the more of that equipment you have, the more you can fabricate.
So. Well, and I imagine, too, as you were saying, that the age of people who are needing dentures or partial pieces in their mouths, that might even require slightly different operation or tools, just because the bones are different. They're not, they're still moving around sometimes, some cases, things like that. Do you find that is a real difference in the age group of people that you
absolutely
need different tools?
Absolutely. Traditionally, when people moved into their dentures, they were, well into their 60s and 70s. And there's a certain breakdown of bone and gum tissue that occurs with aging that you don't find in young people. So many times we find ourselves having to remove teeth that the functional part is destroyed, but the root structure is intact and strong. It's living in a strong, healthy bone. And so it's a little different, the approach. There are more extractions involved. Typically, when you did dentures on seniors, by the time they reached 60, 70 years of age, they'd already lost a significant amount of teeth over the years. These young people are losing the functional part of the tooth, but the root structure is still intact. So, you know, you have to do surgical procedures to remove those tissues before you make the dentures. So it is different. But the results are different, too. With these young people that we're working on, what we're really doing is giving them an opportunity to start their lives again. And they're young enough to have a life. At 60 or 70, you've lived, you know, the bulk of your life, and you've raised your children, and mostly you just need a nice smile for family pictures. These young people need that smile to get a job and to feel better about themselves. So that's the difference.
And making a difference in people's lives, too. That is so cool. And so really a big part of tomorrow is celebrating what you're doing for the community, how you make those differences in people's lives through dental care and through access to dental care via a nonprofit, Aviva Health, having that grand opening or a ribbon cutting, I should say, ceremony tomorrow. Tell me a little bit more about the event itself.
Well, the event will be introducing ourselves to the community, which will be easy because we've been in that community for a number of years as a medical facility. But just as importantly, it'll be an opportunity to thank people in the community who made this possible for us. The Ireland company was tremendous in helping us acquire the facility. Chuck Ireland and his family have been enormous supporters of our medical care there. It'll give ourselves a chance to introduce people to our board, the people who basically govern our behavior as a nonprofit, and give the board an opportunity to see the things that they made possible for us. And of course, we're going to introduce our staff, and actually two of our staff members born and raised in Myrtle Creek, so there'll be a lot of friends and family there just to support them. So we're just basically want to welcome everyone to come into the facility, and feel free to come into their facility, which in fact it is, and have something to say about how we provide service there.
Dr. Robert Brazino, the Aviva Chief Dental Health Officer at Aviva Health, that grand opening, ribbon cutting, kind of a public event, meet and greet at that new facility, the extension of their services down in Myrtle Creek. If anybody had any questions, where should they go to get those answered further?
Directly to any of our clinics and ask to speak to the manager. And if I'm in that clinic on that particular day, then more than likely I would field that question as well. But yeah, we have an open door policy. You know, we just ask for respect from our patients as we promise to give them. And most of the time, if there's an issue, we're able to talk about it and resolve it. And we're more than willing to do that.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Congratulations on the opening of the new extension clinic down in Myrtle Creek. And have a great time tomorrow with that ribbon cutting ceremony.
Thank you very much for having us.
That's been the Morning Conversation here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. That's a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply.